Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi daf Lamed Gimel, and we are in Parakot Siulo, and we just spoke about a couple of shailas relating to the chafina of the Kohen Gadol. And again, it's interesting that there are comparisons, there are parallels, and there are unique halachas relating to kmitza. Kmitza is, so to speak, I think as Rashi says in the second parak in Sota, kmitza is the shechita of a karban mincha. Right, we know the parallels of the avodas. Chafina is also with the hands and looks kind of similar to kmitza, but it's a totally unique, different type of avoda. In a way, right? It's two hands. It's done in a different place, but obviously there are parallels. So the last point we made was the Hagadol lefi gadol, v'akadol lefi katno. As big as the hands are, or as small as the hands are, that is, doesn't make a difference. Even if somebody has large hands, somebody has small hands, like Ben Gamla, Ben Gamla was the one in Baba Basra that made the educational system of the different schoolings. Tosfos there discusses on Afchaf Aleph about how he became the Kohen Gadol. Okay, we're up to Hiluch. Hiluch Bizar Mahu. What happens if a czar does holacha? Holacha, generally, we know shchita, kabbalah, holacha, zrika, the dalet avodos. Shchita can be done by a czar. That's beferish. Shchita can be done by a czar. We learn that from a din d'oraisa. Zrika cannot be done by a czar. Right? Kabbalah cannot be done by a czar. What about holacha? Holacha is when, after I shecht and I catch the blood, I walk it over to the mizbeach. So holacha bizar. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky here explains. Aliba demanda Amar beperakama de Zvachim, according to the one that holds in Zvachim, de Mahanya Machsheves Pigol Baholacha Lopligi. If I say that Holacha, if during Holacha I could have a problematic thought, I could have a Pigol thought and it could be effective, then for sure Holacha is significant, then for sure a Zar can't do Holacha. Because according to that man de Amar, you could have Machsheva during Holacha is significant. Devade Psula Bizar. The only question here, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, explains, is Ela Aliba de Rabbi Shimon Pligi, within the Shita that says that a machshava during Halacha is not going to have an effect. That's the question. De'ihu savar de lo mahani ba machshava me'achar de'efshel avatla she'efshel lishcho sabach lebezbeach. Because he holds that Halacha is not significant enough to have a machshava during it, because after all, Halacha, you can be mevatel Halacha. You can't get out of doing shechita or doing kabbalah or doing zrika, but halacha it's possible not to do. Right? If you shech the animal next to the mizbeach, then there is no halacha there. So the fact that halacha you could do without, so then maybe the gemara has a lashon halacha lava vodahi, like shechita, and therefore efshar levatla, as the gemara says, and therefore that's why it might be different, and that's why the question here is what about a czar? What about a czar? So that's the question here. Hiluch bazar mahu. So machlokas. Chizkiya amar hiluch bazar kasher. Rabbi Yana amar hiluch bazar pasal. Machlokas about a holacha. So again, why is this being brought here? Because one of the sources to prove or to ask against these shitas is going to be from our Mishnah. But that's hiluch bazar. I guess let's just do one or two of the sources and then we will get into a little bit general about avod of the czar. So we start off Masisa Pliga Rabbi Yanai. The Mishnah in Zvachim seems to be against Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai is the one that says Hilach Bazar is possible, that a czar cannot do Hilach. But the Gemara says, wait a minute. Kibel bi amino v'nasam bismolo yachzer li amino. What does it say? I did Kabbalah with my right hand. I'm holding the cup with my right hand. That's what I'm supposed to do. So kibel bi amino. And then I switched it to the smol. I poured the blood, or I didn't pour the blood. I moved the cup. I moved the cup from my right hand to my left hand. V'nasam bismolo. So then what can I do? Yachzer li amino. You can just give it back to the amin. Put it back in the amin and you're okay. Right? That's allowed. If I did Kabbalah bismol, that's not good. But Kabbalah bimin, and then I switch the cup to my left, I wish I had my right, that's allowed. But one second, let's think about this. The smolo lo kizarhu, smol is like czar. What is smol like czar? The havamina is that the Kohen's right hand is closer to the mizbeach than his left hand. He's standing, and the right hand is closer to the mizbeach than his left hand. So what happens? He puts it into the right hand, he puts it into the left hand, and then when he switches it back from the left hand to the right hand, it's now getting closer to the mizbeach. But that's using his left hand to do closer. You can't do an avodah bismol. So if the Mishnah says that you could use smol to do a halacha, so doesn't that mean you could zar could also do a halacha? Again, the havamin is that the Kohen did the Kabbalah in his right hand, moved it to a left, back to the right, that's okay. But if his right hand, if his body, his right hand is left closer to the Mizbeach, so when he moves it to his left hand, so when he moves it back from the left to the right, so then he's doing a halacha b'smol, and that's kosher. So doesn't that prove that the Hazar could also do halacha? That's the Gemara's Raya, right? Smol is equal to Zar. So Gemara answers, who says that's the case of the Mishnah? Maybe he's standing the other way. Tipater shaya smol klapi lefnim. No. The case of the Mishnah is where the Kohen standing and his left hand is closer to the Mizbeach. So if his left hand is closer, so when he moves it to the right, he's just going backwards. He's going backwards. That's not a halacha. And then when he switches it back from right to left, that's good, because he's doing it with his right hand. And therefore, there's no raya from that Gemara about smol being allowed for halacha, and therefore there's no raya that zar is allowed. Similar, Amar Rebbe, that's tipat shayi smol klapi lifnim, or Amar Rebbe ba, another answer, Amar Rebbe ba, yafilu tamer klapi lachus. Even if you want to say it's the other way, even if you want to say that the right hand is closer to the mizbeach, and the left is going towards the mizbeach, shan yehi hiluch bizar. There's a difference between a zar walking to the mizbeach and the shanihi, switch the lashon of shanihi, the hiluch biyad. Right, the difference between moving from left to right hand versus a zar walking. Left to right hand is not a hiluch, right, and therefore that's not going to be. Even if you want to say that's okay, that doesn't prove that zar would be okay, right? So don't compare the two cases. So the first answer is that yeah, you could compare them. Zar and smol are both problematic, but the case of the Mishnah is not talking about a halach b'smol. You're going the wrong way, right? The left to the right is away from the mizbeach. The second answer is that no, don't compare there. A left, moving left, where the kohen is not moving his feet, he's just going from left to right, right to left, so that's not comparable, right? Amar, so that's, don't compare. Amar Rebbe Zeira, and there Rebbe Zeira says, pshitas yad lo asu oso kihiluch. The stretching of the hand, they didn't make like hiluch. What does that mean? So that's what we just said. Look at the Karbana Eda. Karbana Eda says this is just as explaining the line that we just said. But second wide line. Some say this is a hiluch here, but we'll go with the Karbana Eda. Balafrushe, my tamashanya hiluch bazar, mi hiluch biyad. Let me explain. Why is there a difference? De pshitas yad shem moshe, mi smol imin lo havi ki hiluch. That's not called hiluch, right? Going with left hand to right hand. You didn't move your feet. That's not a holacha. And therefore, don't compare the cases. So that's the first try. We tried to ask a kasha about Zar from the Mishnah about Smol, and we rejected it. Now let's get to the next part of that Mishnah. Masiza Pliga Rabbi Yanai. The next part of the Mishnah is also Kajan Rabbi Yanai. Because what was that case? Nishbach menakli ala ritzpa va'asafo kasher. What happens if I did Kabbalah Saddam and then it spilled? It spilled on the floor of the Azara and then I picked up the blood. That's okay. And if it went straight to the floor, that's no good. But if I had a good Kabbalah, and then I picked up the blood and put it back in, that's okay. So again, what are we thinking? It spilled on the floor. So let's say we're assuming that it spilled in all different directions. So some of it rolled on the floor closer to the Mizbeach. So when you picked it up, so now you're in a closer place. So from the spot where it spilled to the spot where it trickled to, that's a holacha, not by a Kohen. Right, and therefore, you're allowed to just pick it up and keep going. So, doesn't that also prove that you don't need a kohen for halacha? So, just like a halacha, we'd call it me'elav. A halacha me'elav would be okay. So, to halacha with a zar should be okay. So, how can you say halacha bizar is possible? Right. First, we try to say a halacha with the left hand is comparable, and now we're saying maybe a halacha with nobody. Halacha me'elav. So, doesn't that prove that halacha with a zar would be kosher? So the Gemara again has two answers. Amar of Bibi, Tipater Shayim is Galgel Klape, switch the word chut, lachutz. No, the case was where it was like a slope. So it only trickled away from the Mizbeach. You're right. If it would have trickled close towards the Mizbeach, that would not be a good halacha. It only trickled away from the Mizbeach. So when you picked it up, right, it didn't do any halacha me'elav. So answer one, similar to the previous answer. Amar Rebbe Ba, or Afilu Tamar Klape, Pnim. Right, even if it rolled in, shanihi hiluch bizar, shanihi hiluch meilav. Don't compare the two. Don't compare a halacha by itself to halacha zar. We might call it, again to use Lundish terms, we might say one is a lack of hiluch, one is a posel in hiluch. right? If it happens me'elav, okay, you didn't have a Kohen doing it, but it was done. Me'mela. So that's not as problematic as compared to a Zor that walks is posel. That's a posel. That's not just a lack of Kohen, that's a non-Kohen. Right, and therefore it would be a problem. The Gemara says again, Amar Abzira Pshitas Yad. Again, the question is, what does this mean? Pshitas Yad Osu Oso Kihiluch. Right, this is the Rav Karbonei adds in a word Me'elav. Right, Rav Zera says stretching of the hand. So then also they made that like a hiluch Me'elav, and therefore if you put it back, it would be kosher. Meaning, according to the Karbonei, this last line is a little different than we had earlier. And that is, in this case, what you could do is, you could just pick it up and go back. And then, like we said before, Kabbalah b'Yamin, small, and then back to the Yamin. So maybe, Reb Zira is saying, even if it went forward, right, you could take it back and then go back again. And therefore, either way, these cases are not rayas to the case of Zar. To the case of Zar. Okay. Stop there for a moment, because now we're going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah. Right, that's what we're going to ask a kasha from our Mishnah, and that's how why this is brought up here. The issue of a zar doing avoda. Again, this is a zar doing halacha. A zar doing avoda, that's an iser daraisa. We know if a zar does the avoda in the base of Mikdash, that's a pasuk in Parshas Korach. Korach, when at the end of second half of Korach, when Moshe Rabbeinu reiterates all of the manas kahuna, because Korach argued on it. And Moshe had to say, it's all shel Aaron. So the pasuk says there, v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. Right, Korach, don't think you're doing the avoda, or anybody following Korach. Right, the pasuk says, the chinuch says in Shin Sadi, Mitzvah 390, shlo yavod zar b'mikdash. Klomar, kol mi she'eno mi zera Aaron. Anyone who is not from zera Aaron cannot do the avoda. Sh'ne'amar v'zar lo yikrav aleichem. There is a shayla, who is not from, what about a zara? I'm sorry, not a zara, an Ashes Kohen. Is she included in this Isser Daraisa? Is Isha Psula for some other reason? Or I would have thought that she's a Zar, we've discussed in the past. What's a Kohen? Put it that way. A Kohen is someone who biologically has a father who's a Kohen, and he's wearing the big tikkahuna, and he has washed his hands, and he's, you can have a couple, and he's circumcised. Right? All of those, that's the definition of a Kohen. So anyone who's not that, like an Ashes Kohen, right, or a Bas Kohen, I don't know, Kobah. So are they included in this Isser? Are they Zera Aaron? L'chor, they're Zera Aaron. If a Kohen has a daughter, that's Zera Aaron. So there's a Shaila here, the Minchas Chinuch has, whether women are included in this Isser. V'arava machaber eino mevi azacharim, efshar denashim eino b'chal lav zeh, kiva tehen Zera Aaron, lo havi zarim. U'bevadei moda arava machaber denashim asuris b'avodas ha-mikdash, u'mechal le'avoda. Obviously, they're possible to do the avoda, but they might not be included in this in this Isser. The Minchas Chinuch here discusses obviously a couple of fascinating inyanim. He says again, Azar shalo rachas yadayim v'raglayim u'mechusur begadim eino chayev rach mishum zarus. That's what we said. As we said, that the language of the Gemara in Zvachim, kosh ein bigdeim aleim ein kuhunasam aleim. And therefore, if a kohen, even a kohen who does the avodah without his begadim, violates this Isser, zar lo yikrav aleichem, because you don't have the special status. Arel also, right? The Rambam's lashon is harayhu kizar umechal alavoda. If I have a kohen who is not circumcised, that's a zar. A zar, what do you mean? My father was a kohen, my grandfather was a kohen. Yeah, you don't have a bris milah without mahul. So then he is not called a kohen, and he's called a zar. So the is again, Minchas Chinuch talks about one other. Let's just read the chinuch for a second. But no, but overall, zev asa b'mikdash afilu hayom achas mikol ha'avodos sheheim b'kohanim. Overall, lav k'moshe kasavnu. Even bizman hazeh, the chinuch says, if somebody goes and does the avoda, some azar goes does the avoda bizman hazeh, they would violate this iser daraisa. And the Minchas Chinuch says maybe this is only according to the Rambam, who says kishul hashaita v'kishul hasalavo, and there he could bring karbanos bizman hazeh. So if you can bring karbanos bizman hazeh, then there's a potential avoda. And therefore, if you do the avoda, then you would get you'd be chayiv this daraisa. According to the Ravid, that but l'kedushas mikdash ve'ein makriven ha'idna, says the Minchas Chinuch, then you wouldn't be chayiv mishum zaris to kohen aser gam kein lahakriv, because even a kohen can't be makriv bizman hazeh. Many other details, but this is the chinuch in mitzvah Shin Sadi again regarding Korach. When it comes to Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu had to come out very strong, right, in terms of a Korach. Rav Soloveitchik has an article where he talks about the Korach was the common sense rebellion. The common sense rebellion. He writes this in one of the volumes of Reflections of the Rav, which I think was my first, couple of decades ago, my first thing that I read from Rav Soloveitchik, because it's more on the quote-unquote easier side to understand from his English writing, because it wasn't written by him. It was written by Talmidim about the Shiurim. But again, it doesn't use Rav Soloveitchik language as much there, so it's really great. Again, everything's great. But if you look in the there, he talks about the common sense rebellion against Torah authority. It's chapter 13 in the Reflections of the Rav, and he talks about Korach was an intelligent man, pikeach haya. He would certainly concede that there were specialized fields in which only experts who have studied extensively over many years are entitled to be recognized as authorities. Korach would not have dared to interfere with Bezalel's architectural and engineering expertise in the construction of the Mishkan, because construction skills were clearly beyond his competence. Today, reasonable people can see the authority of mathematicians, physicists, and physicians in their areas of expertise, and would not think of challenging them merely on the basis of common sense. Why then are so many well-intentioned people ready to question the authority of Torah scholars, the Lamdan, in his area of specialized knowledge? And he goes through, right, that's the two machlokos that he had, a room full of Sifrei Torah, doesn't need a mezuzah, and a baguette full of treles, doesn't need the strings of treles. Again, that's all based on, doesn't make sense to me. The answer is no. If it's a four-cornered garment, it doesn't matter what the garment's made of. It's not just about the shmirah. It's not just about the tam ha-mitzvah. It's about the mitzvah itself. And therefore, that was how Moshe Rabbeinu had to squash that rebellion, because it rejects the whole idea of misora. Whole idea of misora. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Masnisa, third try. Masnisa pligi Rabbi Yannai. Again, the third try, we're going to try to bring a kasha from our Mishnah on Rabbi Yannai. Again, what was the machlokas? Rabbi Yannai and Chizkiya. Chizkiya says that holacha bizar is kasher. Rabbi Yannai says holacha bizar is pasal. We pass him pasal. But one second. So our Mishnah says, notal samachta biyamino vesakaf bismolo. What happens? He takes the machta, the shovel with the coals in his right hand, and the kaf, the little shovel with the ktores that he put in there after he did the chafina, with his left hand, and he's walking to the Kodesh Kodashim. So again, we say, here you can't say, oh, the feet didn't move, right? Go from right hand to left hand to right hand. Here, his feet are moving. He's going to the Kodesh Kodashim. So again, we're comparing left hand and Zohar. So if obviously the Kohen Gadol is allowed to do this because he's walking there and he has some of the avoda in his left hand, doesn't that mean that the Zohar is also going to be kosher? So the Gemara answers, and this was one of the answers that we mentioned 2 days ago. I think when I mentioned how does right, the Kesef Mishnah asked this, the Radvaz asked this, Shan Yehi She'enu Yochol Lasoso. What does that mean? Ein Breira. What does that mean? If the Torah wants him to go and do this in the Kodesh Kodashim, so then there's no choice. So there's no choice in the matter. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah quoted this idea. I don't know if the Kesef Mishnah quoted the Yerushalmi, but the Kesef Mishnah's Lashon, or if it's alluded to even in the Bavli, the Kesef Mishnah's Lashon, about Smol, he says, the kashali, kiman cholacha b'smol posel, teich ashira kamim b'dei tamim halalu, the efshar, he said number one, holacha b'smol, the problem to Rabbanan, inami, avagav to holacha b'smol b'dam, pasla mi da'oraisa, mishum de'i efshar, shelo behiluch b'ktores, de'i efshar, shelo behiluch b'ktores, lo pasla, u'bahachi achshar achmana. Right, like we said, it's b'zir sakasev, right, efshar b'lize. There's no other option, and therefore it must be that it is a kosher. Says the Gemara, there's no other option. No other, you have to use your left hand. Yitzlo so bizroo. Why don't you hang the ktores spoon or ladle from his arm? Right? Have like a string and have it close to his arm, and he'll go like with his arm, and he'll be carrying the coals in his hand, and I'll have another ladle full of ktores, you know, with his, on his arm. So, he can do it all with his right hand. Who says it has to be done with his right hand? His right side, right? His right arm. So, Yitzlo so bizroo, answer, no, any derech kavod. You go into the Kodesh Kodashim like a juggler, right? With one in your hand and one on your arm. Not appropriate, right? Eina derech kavod. We'll get back to the Lashon, but first let's continue. V'yachlif. So, what's v'yachlif? So, says the, Pnei Moshe. Okay, once you're taking one on the right and one on the left, but which would you say is more important? The coals or the ktores? The coals are only there for the ktores to burn on. So shouldn't you put the Ketores in the right hand? Right, that's the more chashuv part of the avoda. So v'yachlif, says the Pnei Moshe, litol asamachta b'smolov esakafik ktoris. Kavaktoris, you ikar avoda b'yamino. Why don't you flip it, v'yachlif? So sovereign meymar im hechlif puzzle. Right? Some say the hechlif puzzle. Right? We thought to say, you can't. Why can't you? Because the Torah describes what you're supposed to do. And the Torah first says, take the coals in your right hand, and that's what you did. And now what? What's your next step? But take the Ketores, but you already have something in your right hand. So you can't. Bahaki, this is what the Torah must want, because this is what the Torah says to do. Right? And that's what if you look in the Rav Chaim Gadievsky here, Tekivan da achataya tsarech shetehe b'yamin, since the getting of the coals have to be with the right hand. Dechsiv bei v'lakach b'lo amachta, v'avoda b'yamin. The Torah first says that, right? You take the coals, and that's with the right. V'kivan shekfar chata b'yamin im yachlef amachta l'smol pasol. Now you can't switch it. You already did the avodah b'yamin. So this is what must be what the Torah wants. Says the Gemara, v'yachtei. What's that question? Again, unclear. We're going to go again with Rav Chaim Gnievsky's pshat. V'yachtei. You want to say, okay, you can't switch it. So how about this? Right when you go get the coals, akati efshar, when he goes to the mizbeach, let him hold the shovel in his left hand and kind of shovel the coals straight into his left hand holding the big shovel, right? He should take like a pitchfork, and then when he goes out to the mizbeach, shovel the coals into the machta, which is in his left hand, so right away it'll be in his left hand. He won't have to switch. But again, what's our kasha? The Torah should be with the right hand. Oh, you can't do that once the shovel's in your right hand. So start with the shovel in the left hand. You have to do the avodah with the right, so shovel v'yachdei, right? Bichoteh. Right, efshar sheyo. I'm reading Rav Chaim Gnievsky. Efshar sheyochad as a machta b'smolo, v'yechta b'yamino b'mazleg l'tocha machta shebismolo. Right, so you scrape it in. Tahashta lo yitzarek lahachlif. Then you don't have to switch. So is that okay? And if you want to know, well, would we say that's ever okay? It's okay for the Ketores every day. So why can't it be okay for the chafina today? The answer is going to be, don't compare the two. But at least let's first say, says the Gemara, we're quoting a Brisa now. Im hechti miyamino lismolo kasher. By Ketores, if you did that, if you raked it in every day, if you did the coals for the Ketores from right to left and you held the shovel with your left hand, you're okay, kasher. V'yamar of Taman, so say here also v'yechte. So say it here too. Gemara answers, no, you can't compare the two. As we said, there are comparisons between chafina and kmitza, or there are comparisons between, we said before, chafina kmitza. There are comparisons between the ketores of Yom Kippur and the ketores of every day, and there are differences. So here, taman by Yom Kippur im hechti pasul. If you do this pasul, you can't hold the coals in the left hand and then just shovel in. Im hechlif pasul. And if you flipped it, and if you had it in your right hand and you put it in your left hand, pasul. So there's no choice then. Right? There's no possibility. You can't rake it into the machta, which is in the left hand. So you have to hold the machta in the right hand. And once it's in the right hand, you can't switch it to the left hand. So there's no possibility of having the ktoris in the right and the shovel is in the left. Bram hacha, by the daily ktoris, im hechti kasher. Im hechlif pasul. But by the daily ktoris, you can do this. You can't do this scraping in from the right to the left hand and start with the shovel of the coals in your left hand. So therefore, you can't switch it, right? If once it's in the right hand, but you can start this way, and therefore that's why it is okay. Period. One more line, and then we'll make another comment. So there's an implicit choice. How about you just go in twice? You know, how about he goes in twice? He first carries the coals in his right hand, and he comes back out and he takes the ktoras in his right hand. Is that an option? Gemara says that's not an option. Hakol modim, everyone agrees, shem hechniso nachas achas, kiper elashu over mishemachnasi yisera. Right? You're going in an extra time. Right? Everybody agrees that would work, the kapara would work, because now you have the both things inside the kodesh kodashim, but he can't do that. Because he can't go in an extra time. We'll talk more about that, Beth Hashem, in a minute. The language of Yitzlo Oso Bizro'o, you might remember that language. That's a language that the Gemara has suggested, or by the Sefer Torah of the Kohen Gadol. The Sefer Torah of the Kohen Gadol, Baalei Tosfos. We had a shiur about this in the past. We know the Kohen Gadol, not the Kohen Gadol, I'm sorry. The Melech has to have a separate Kohen Gadol, a separate Torah written. We know besides the Torah that he has as being a Jew, but he has to have another Sefer Torah that he takes wherever he goes, as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf Aleph. And this is a separate Mitzvah Saseh Daraisa. The Rambam counts this in Mitzvah Saseh Yud Zayin 17. Shetzivanu sheyekol melech me'umasenu yoshev b'kisei ha'melucha kosev Sefer Torah lo la'atzmo lo yipared mimenu. He should never be away from it. So what exactly is the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah for the king? So the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara, and this is where the Rambam Sheet is. A whole Sefer Torah. He has to carry a Sefer Torah. Okay, it can be a small one, but he has to always have a Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah Shlema. The Rambam says, V'amelech mitzvah alav lichto Sefer Torah echa la'atzmo l'shem ha'melech. Yeser al Sefer Shayelo kishahu hedyot. Mashma that it's an entire Sefer Torah, that's the Sheet of the Rambam. If you looked in the Psikta Zudrasa, Psikta Zudrasa sounds like it's only Sefer Dvarim, like the Hakel. Like the Hakel need. But if you look in the Bali Atosvis, there in Parsha Shoftim, Shamati ki oso sefer Torah hatalui bizro'o, that's the language that I just got from our Gemara, lohayav bokasav ki emaseres hadvar, aseres hadibris. Aseres hadibris is the symbol of all of the Torah, and that's how some explain how you can stand against that Chuvas HaRambam who screams about standing for just as aseres hadibris, Taromas Haminim. No, but if it's symbolic of all the Torah, so maybe that's why we give it to Kavit. But the Bali HaTosfos have this idea that maybe there's like an amulet with the Aseres HaDibros, and that's what the Sefer Torah is for the Kohen needs. Okay, the Rishash has this possibility. Maybe it means just like a Sefer HaMitzvos. Sefer HaMitzvos, a Kutzer. Not many different days about what the mitzvah is. But again, that's the language of the Bali HaTosfos, which reminded me that Yitla Bizro'o, so it's not derech kavod to go into the Kodesh Kodashim with it. But I guess for the melech to walk around with Tola Bizro'o, he's not doing avoda, but it definitely shows that the Torah is always connected to him. Okay, so we continue. So what the Gemara say? You can't go in twice because it will be an extra hachnasa. So the Gemara wonders now. Al Eza Mehen Over. Let's say I first go in and bring the coals, and then I go in and bring the Ketoris. Which of my enterings in is the extra one that I'm chaya for? Right? So you might say, Pashup Shat, Chavraya Amar Lachrona, the second one. You went in once, you're always allowed to go in once. So once you went in once, you can't go in a second time. Amar Lon Rabbi Yossi says, No. Omrim Lo Hikanes. If he brought in the coals, then he goes to ask a Shaila, what do I do now? I didn't bring in the Ketoris. What would you tell him to do? Go bring in the Ketoris and go do the Avoda. So we're going to tell him to go do the Avoda now, even though he's going to end up violating Ezer. So what's the extra? We're going to tell him to go back in, and that's the one that's going to be us at Daraisa? No, says Rabbi Yossi, it's the first one that you messed up. Because the first one, you only went in with half the stuff. You shouldn't have done that. So Omrim lo hikanis vatomer hachin el ala rishona. It's the first one that was messed up. Fascinating machlokas. L'may nafgamina. So you got to figure out if one was pshogig, one was mazid. You know, in terms of karban, in terms of kares. Okay. Similar discussion. Taman Tanina. We learned in the Mishnah in Shavuos. If somebody becomes tamei when he's in the Beis HaMikdash, right, what happens? He's got to run out. What if he didn't run out? That he's going to be chayef. He's going to be chayef for Tumas Mikdash. So the Gemara is going to say, what if he didn't run out? He's hung out a little bit, and then he walked out. But one second. If he would have gone out straight, it would have still taken time to get out. So says the Gemara, Tamen Taminan, Hishtachave, what if he bowed down, right? He bowed down when he was Nimin Azara, he didn't go out right away. He did I'm already here, I'm going to do Hishtachavaya. Oh, Sheshachade Hishtachavaya, right? Or I delayed the amount of time that I could have done Hishtachavaya. Al Eza Mehen Hu Over. What am I obligated on? Am I obligated on for, let's say, the delay itself? Let's say the delay itself. Yeah, that's what I did wrong. The delay itself. Or let's say I delayed 5 seconds and then I started walking out. Even if I would have walked out straight, it would have taken me 12 seconds. So you're going to tell me I'm chayef for the first 5 seconds of delay? But even if I would have done what I'm supposed to do, I wouldn't be chayef for those first 5 seconds. So what am I chayef for? Am I chayef for the delay? Because that's what I did wrong. Or am I chayef for the end of my going out, which now I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but I put myself into a situation where now it's problematic. Like the first time going in and the second time I'm going to have to do, but I created a problematic situation. So again, Chavraya Amri Ala Rishona. Chavraya says, what are you chayef for? You're chayef for the delay. You're chayef for waiting or bowing down or not going out right away. Amar lo and Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi would say, now he's on his way out. What would we tell him? We tell him to go, run. Omrim lo tsei, v'at omar, at omar hachin, ela al ha'achrona. Really, it's just the, he's chayef for the going out. For the going out, even though he has to go out. But the going out now is problematic because you delayed it. So it's a similar type of discussion where you did something earlier, which is the source of the problem. And now you're going to have to do something later, which you have to do, but it's problematic because of what you did earlier. So is the root issue what you did earlier? That was the source of the problem, right? You went in without the Ktores, or you delayed going out. Or is it the later point? Because right now, you know, you wouldn't have had to do this, you know, without the earlier. Okay. Ubenei an Amah, back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there was an Amah space between the two curtains in the Kodesh, between the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim. There were two curtains with an Amah in between. Why? Why? Because the first Beis HaMikdash, there was a wall. There was a wall that was 20 Amahs high, and you could have it so thin, one Amah, and it just went up. The second Beis HaMikdash was much taller, so you can't have such a thin wall that's a sturdy that goes even higher. That's why they made it into a curtain, and they put two curtains. Right, Amar of Hila, Zecher Ladavar, where do you, where's the Zecher? Kihit Adina Taman, we learned in the Mishnah in Midos, Amatraxin, right, that was the wall in the first base of Megdash, Estrim Amma, Labes Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, so it was an Amma thick, that wall, and here there was an Amma curtain in between the two curtains, an Amma in between. Mao Amatraxin, what does the word Amatraxin come from? So, Rabiona Botsraya Amar Tirkison. Tirkison, what is Tirkison? Again, the Mefarshim wonder what the word Tirkason is. Says the Karban Eda, Lashon Yavan, Chutz Upnim. Tirkason means something like inside, outside. Meaning, now back to the Gemara, Ma mi bifnim mi bachutz. What is Traxin? I'm a Traxin. It's unclear. Is this really part of the outside or part of the inside? Right? So if it's a wall, that doesn't really make much of a difference. Like, what's the status of the wall? If it's a curtain, it's going to make a big difference because that Amma in the middle, does it have Kedushas Kodesh Kadashim or does it have Kedushas Chutz? So that is what is not clear. And that's why they had to make this wall because they couldn't make a curtain in one place because that would be taking a stand on which part it's supposed to be part of. But we're not sure. We're not sure. Unless maybe it has elements of both. Like we mentioned in the past, the Bein Hashmashas Shaila. Right, it has pnim and chutz. So the Gemara says, well, let's try. Amar Rabbi Yossi, min madach siv arboim ba'ama haya habayis hua heichal lefanai. The pasuk says that the heichal was 40 amos. Hada amra mi bifnim. So it must be that the curtain area was not part of the heichal, because then it would have been 41. So Gemara says, that doesn't work, because amar lei Rabbi Manav, aksiv ayasas beis kodesh hakadashim, esr mama. So it says the kodesh was 20, but if it count the curtain area, havi mi bachutz, it should be 21. So from the Psukim, the Gemara says, you can't figure it out, because the Pasuk doesn't tell me. This is 40, this is 20, so it seems to be left out from both of them. So you can't bring in any rayas for that. So we'll have to see exactly what the sources are for the Rabbanan. And remember, it was a machlokas. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah said that, no, there's only one curtain. There's only one curtain. Tanakama says there's two, Rabbi Yossi says three. We'll have to see the sources for that next time. Okay, we'll stop here. Yeah.